It's worth remembering how we got to this point in order to ask ourselves why it's important to know about a person's religious beliefs.
So what do you think of when you think of how we got to this point?
Well, I think one of the biggest changes came in the 1970s after Watergate. And I think it was a perfectly rational response to the national trauma that Watergate was. Before that, a lot of voters thought that it was sufficient to know the policies of the candidates who were running for president, know where they stood on Social Security, know where they stood on foreign policy. But Watergate was not a failure of policy. It was a moral failure.
Right.
It was an ethical failure. And I think, again, the very rational response of voters was to realize that they needed to know something about the candidate's moral grounding.
Interesting.
To know where those candidates' ethics and sense of morality came from. And it was just, you know, a coincidence that Jimmy Carter came along in the first election after that, who was our first very openly evangelical candidate, talked about being born again. He promised the country he'd never lie to them. And so we were at kind of this turning point where Americans were yearning for a deeper understanding of their candidate's morality. We could have gone in any number of different directions to give them that sense. But religion, and particularly evangelical strains of religion, quickly became the proxy for someone's moral grounding.